You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. Welcome to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, pastor of St. Mary Parish in Evanston. Co-hosting this morning, Wayne Magyar, vice president and chief of staff, Loyola University. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing on this cold Monday morning?
It's cold. Tiffany and I were talking about the weather before the program began and say you just can't get used to this. It's just never something you can get used to. So.
And this is just the very beginning.
Just the beginning.
And technically, it's not winter. It's still fall.
That's right. Two more weeks.
For another two weeks. And yeah. I find interesting how each day it continues to get darker earlier until winter solstice, December 21st,
on December
the 21st,
yes.
And then starts getting lighter, but it gets colder through January.
Yes.
And, by the way, catch a Bear game at all yesterday?
No, I did not. I didn't catch the Bear game. I was doing a variety of university things yesterday, so I did not catch it. No.
I caught the second half, and I'll tell you, a win on the road is always good. And Detroit is not that bad of a team. But The Bears now are 9-3 atop the division, Green Bay 8-4. And big showdown next Sunday, New England Patriots at Chicago. That's your sports report and weather summary here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Time
thanks
is exactly
for joining us, Tiffany. We're out of time.
9:02. But thanks, Tiffany.
So
thanks for being with
World
us.
World Youth Day, right?
Yeah, World Youth Day will be celebrated in Madrid, Spain, in August of 2011. A large contingent of young adults from the Chicago area will go to Madrid, and there will be many celebrations in the Chicago area to coincide with what's happening in Madrid. Our guest in studio, Tiffany Swan Covington, Youth Ministry Coordinator for the Archdiocese Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry, and host of Echoing God's Word, heard on the third Wednesday of each month here on Relevant Radio 950. Tiffany is organizing Chicago area events for World Youth Day. Tiffany, welcome to Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning, Father Greg. Good morning, Wayne.
You've got the most
always
beautiful smile.
Thank you. You
have the most beautiful Thank smile, you. And you know, welcome to the program. Now, we were on several months ago, so you are back by popular demand. And also we have with us by phone, Maria Cookie Perez Racy, Youth Ministry Coordinator, who is helping to organize the Madrid trip. Cookie, welcome to the program this morning.
Thank you very much. Welcome.
Yeah, glad to have you.
Well, glad to be here.
And, you know, maybe kind of give us a little summary, Tiffany, of what is, first of all, what is the history of World Youth Day? I know 2011 will be in Madrid. How many years has this been going on?
Oh, gosh, I'm going to have to call on Cookie to help me with some of the numbers here, but World Youth Day has been going on since the late 80s, I believe.
Okay. I can answer that, Jim, if you like me to.
Okay,
go ahead, Cookie.
What's the date for it?
Well, the first World Youth Day was held in Buenos Aires, and that was the that was in the early 1880s.
Okay.
And then it went to Santiago de Compostela, followed by Częstochowa, Denver, Manila, Paris, Rome, Toronto, Cologne, and Sydney. So now we're off to Madrid.
Into 2011.
Correct.
And so then there's going to be a couple of things happening. Number one is you have the World Youth Day in Madrid, but then also, Tiffany, what is happening here in Chicago that coincides with Madrid?
Well, for those pilgrims, and we call them pilgrims, and they are both youth and young adults, we want to stress the importance of the difference between youth and young adults, and we're trying to bring both groups together for here in Chicago. For those that can't afford or don't have the time to go to Madrid, we're having a local celebration here in Chicago. It's really a regional celebration because we've invited the Region 7, which consists of Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, Wisconsin, all of those dioceses, a little more than 15 dioceses, to come together and to celebrate youth and to be as close to Madrid within a 12-hour time period that we can. And we're going to have it August 20th and 21st. It's going to be all-night, overnight event up at Our Lady Guadalupe Chapel up at Maryville and Displains. And it's going to be a really spectacular and faith-filled event, celebration for youth.
Cookie, tell us how this all comes together on an international front. I mean, here we have youth and young adults from countries all over the world.
Right. Well, here in Chicago, there is more than the World Youth Day planning here in Chicago. It's planned all over the United States and all over the world. We're also planning preps before the World Youth Day Chicago here and before we take off to Madrid. So it's all a process. It's not just a one-dayer. It's a time to encounter, to bring to life Christ. And John Paul II said it very clearly in his message when we were in Sydney. He really wanted to be planted and build in Christ and faith. And so that's why he chose the theme for this year. So it's a whole process with things going on. It's not just the one day or the one-time event.
Now, Cookie, why World Youth Day? Mm-hmm. Why all this work to gather in Madrid or Denver some years ago? Why? The why of it?
I think that the why it is, it's that the Pope is our, you know, father from the church, and the young people really relate to him. And it's when young people get together and they celebrate their faith all as one, it really brings out who they are, and their innermost faith comes out. They just are able to praise and really connect and have a transformation within their faith. It gives them a connection with other young people that they are not alone in their faith, that there's other young people like themselves sharing their faith and celebrating it. And it's just a way of the world knowing that our young people are alive and on fire for Christ.
And when we say, you know, and young people in the pews every week, they hear, mm-hmm. you know, we are a global church, we are a world church. This really puts that in action, right?
Correct. It really brings out the what is going on in the parishes, what people are, you know, seeing across the board with young people doing service, really taking the Eucharist and making that alive and lived in their everyday life, not just going to church, but actually living it, taking Christ inside them and doing the service and taking it outside and having them with, you know, accompanying them. So I really think that the theme that Pope Benedict picked was a wonderful one that he picked.
Cookie, were you in Madrid or in Sydney?
I have been very blessed to be in since we've been out to Denver. I've been in except for Manila and Paris. I've been in quite a few of those World Youth Days.
Cookie,
yes.
What year was Denver?
Denver was 1984, I believe it was.
Yeah. Was it actually going back that far?
It goes pretty far. No, I'm sorry. Is it
94? I would say it had to be later. Because I was at Seymour in the Woods.
So, 94. So what's it like for the attendees? I mean, you've seen the spirit. You felt the energy.
It is amazing. I think that in Rome was a real highlight because there was like 2 million there. And it is just packed with young people just singing, praising, being so proud of being Catholic. It just puts everyone on fire. From every experience, vocations are built. People really, they really feel it in their heart and in their soul. I think that's why John Paul II really wanted the young people. He felt their energy coming forth.
Now, Tiffany, have you been a part of any World Youth Days?
Yes, I've gone to Toronto, and I've also was at Rome in 2000.
Okay, we're going to talk more about that. We're going to go to a break here on Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. The time is exactly coming up on 909. 312-255-8408. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Wayne Majors. We'll be back after a break, and do not touch that dial.
Cardinal George directs the catechetical activities of the Archdiocese of Chicago through the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry. Our office promotes lifelong catechesis by directing certification and formative opportunities for those who teach catechesis in the more than 350 parishes that make up the Archdiocese.
Each year we host a myriad of opportunities to enhance adult faith formation and youth ministry programs. We sponsor certification classes, guest speakers, youth rallies, retreats, and our well-attended annual Chicago Catechetical Conference.
We work closely with pastors to ensure that their congregations and staffs are well-formed in teaching and learning about the Catholic faith. Our highly skilled coordinators serve various ethnic groups, speak multiple languages, and are always ready to serve Christ through catechesis.
Log on to www.catechesis-chicago.org or www.youthministry-chicago.org to learn more about how we can better serve you.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950. And it's so dark in the control room, we can't even see. I think
can't
it's
even
Michael.
See,
all you see is like the hand.
Where's Jim and where's Michael? Wave to us, guys. Oh, they are there. Good.
Tiffany Swan Covington is the Youth Ministry Coordinator for the Archdiocese Office of Catechesis and Youth Ministry. She's with us along with Maria Cookie Perez Aracy, who is the Youth Ministry Coordinator, talking about the upcoming World Youth Day, which is going on in Madrid, Spain. In August of 2011.
Are we a linguist?
Cookie's got the better end of this. Well, she'll get the frequent flyer miles because she's going to Madrid.
I don't claim frequent flyer miles, but that's okay.
Tiffany, I've been to Cleveland.
Have you?
Yeah.
Excellent. You are a world traveler. Tiffany, tell us about what's going to be going on at Our Lady of Guadalupe on the Maryville campus for those young adults and youths who will not be able to travel to Madrid.
Well, we're going to try to mirror the happenings in Madrid as much as we possibly can and in a 12-hour period. And it's going to start in the evening at 8 p.m. and we're going to go till 8 o'clock the next morning. And it's not a sleepover or anything. It is all night, 12 full hours full of catechetical events. There's going to be an opportunity to pray the rosary en masse. We're going to actually celebrate mass at like 3 in the morning. And what we're trying to do is...
This will be outdoors, right?
Yes, all outdoors. They have an outdoor altar and everything up at Maryville. And it's in August, so please, everybody, pray for no rain. That's the only thing that's going to dampen this whole thing. But anyway, with the outdoor events, praying... with having the adoration, we're going to have Stations of the Cross. There will be, of course, music and celebration of youth. We'll have DJs. There will be dance groups, local talent. And also, we're trying our best to simulcast or at least record the Pope's message for the final Mass over Madrid and to replay it, his homily, when we have our Mass here in Chicago at
3 o'clock.
Yeah.
August 21st.
Yeah. That's what the plan is, right, Jim? Okay. Our folks here at Radio and TV are going to be working with us on that.
Jim was
trying
like,
to make that happen.
Jim
so.
Was looking like, what are you talking about, Tiffany?
Jim's going, I go to bed at 10. I don't know what you're going to be doing.
But it is. It's just going to be... there'll be food and lights, and it'll be a very festive occasion, and we invite all of the Catholic youth and their friends, not just for Catholic youth, and young adults. I want to stress that, youth and young adults to come to this, because there will be catechetical sessions specifically designed for young adults, so they don't feel like, oh, I have to go with all these teenagers.
And all this is going to be happening outdoors. Is there anything indoors, like with the...
That's yet to be seen. Possibly. It depends
on
the planning. Yeah. We'll be calling for volunteers, by the way. In January, we'll have a date and we'll put a shout out for people who want to come and volunteer and be a part of it.
Now, Kathy Oko is a freshman at Southern Illinois University.
Salukis.
She plans to go to Madrid as part of the group with other members of her parish, which is Our Lady of the Woods in Orland Park. Kathy, welcome into the program.
Hi there.
Looking forward to Madrid, are you?
I am very much, actually.
Kathy, are you skipping class right now?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay, good.
Kathy, you're not supposed to admit that.
I figured it was worth it.
Now, Kathy, tell us how you came to the decision to join in this international world celebration of World Youth Day in Madrid.
Well, actually, I decided a few months ago when I signed up, and my main reason for signing up was to stay in touch with my faith, I figured. I figure being away at college would have a slight impact on my involvement with the church. So this way, with World Youth Day, I would have a guaranteed renewal of my faith, and it kind of will recharge me in my beliefs, I believe.
Now, do you have other friends that are going as well?
I do.
Okay.
How many are going from Our Lady of the Woods?
I'm not completely sure on the exact number. We're still in the planning stages, but I believe it's around 20 people so far.
That's marvelous. That is triggering that. So which means when you were at Our Lady of the Woods in high school, you were a member of the teen club there, youth group?
Yes, I was.
That's terrific. Let me ask you, how has life changed for you in college? What's been the biggest challenge for you in the area of faith?
My area of faith? I would say keeping up with helping others, because in high school, we would always go on these youth trips to soup kitchens or mission trips in the summer, which I'll still attend, but it's just a big change from going to the youth group every Thursday for drop-in or just all those faith experiences that I had in high school, which I've been missing out. But just yesterday, I went to the Catholic Center here and signed up, figured I should continue helping with REP or Habitat for Humanity, whatever I can do.
Now, Cookie, as the person who's going to be coordinating the kind of the local group in Madrid, what's your biggest challenge? I mean, you've got a lot of young people and youth that you're taking overseas, and it would be difficult enough if we're just going on a vacation. But this is a program. This is interaction. This is evangelization. This is faith formation. Where do you start in kind of getting your arms around all of this?
Well, as they arrive to Madrid, there's tons of stuff. There's a schedule there. We see their packages. And I guess our biggest, I don't want to say it's a challenge, because God works and where God will place you where he wants you to be, is when we get together there, and Cardinal George will also be meeting us there, and we get together with all of Chicago. And then there's a kickoff mass that takes off before the pilgrims out to the mass with the Pope. And all the United States gets together, and it's kind of trying to hunt where everybody's at, because we will not all be in the same housing. Everyone's kind of spread out on various places. So that's going to be kind of the challenge, is trying to make sure that everyone's okay, well taken care of, connected, knows where everything is at, keeping them informed, and supporting one another while we're overseas.
And you'll be responsible for approximately how many youth and young adults?
I don't want to say I'm going to be responsible, kind of coordinating. At this point, we don't know how many are going to be registering from our packet for the Archdiocese, but we're also not forgetting about those that are going by their means to Madrid, but connected with Chicago. So making sure that we're all connected as one diocese, even if they're going with other packages, because everybody's trying to find the best way, most economic way of getting there that fits their needs.
Sure. And what is the simplest way for a young adult or youth to get plugged into this? Is it through their parish?
Well, if their parish isn't offering it, they can contact our office, or they can contact Best Catholics. That's the pilgrim's packet that we're going through. Or they can, you know, contact myself on the phone, and there's various ways of putting them in touch of what their finances are and the best way of getting them overseas.
Kathy, you've heard about World Youth Day before. You may have even met individuals that have attended before, either in Sydney or wherever. What are your expectations? What are you looking forward to in Madrid?
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing Catholics from all over the world. I figure it'd be a huge learning experience to see just how they express their faith. And I actually attended a National Catholic Youth Conference last year, and those were kids from all over the nation, all Catholics. And I thought it was pretty amazing, and I figured this is just going to be better.
Mm-hmm. We're going to go to a break here on Catholic Community Faith and Relevant Radio, 9:50 a.m. The time is coming up on 9:19 on this frigid, cold Monday morning in Chicago. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Wayne Majors, and our guests are Tiffany Swan Covington, Maria Cookie Perez Odesi, and Kathy Oko from Southern Illinois University. We'll be back right after this break.
read the Catholic New World lately, you're in for quite a surprise. It's bigger, bolder, and better than ever before.
The Catholic New World is a rich and diverse resource for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It carries stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Our most read column is written by our publisher, Cardinal Francis George, our shepherd, teacher, and leader.
Our columnists provide support in spirituality and evangelization, and you'll want to browse the Around the Archdiocese page, your gateway to Catholic activities throughout Cook and Lake Counties.
Are you constantly on the go? Then stay connected to your church by visiting CatholicNewWorld.com and sign up to follow us on Twitter.
That's CatholicNewWorld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and if you haven't already, subscribe to the Catholic New World. Or call 312-534-7777.
Your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
God bless you, and Christ's peace be with you. This is Mary Norfleet Johnson, Director of the Office for Black Catholics in the Archdiocese of Chicago. The Office for Black Catholics is a vital and integral part of the Catholic worship community here in Chicago. Our agency serves people of color, encompassing African American, Haitian, African, Afro-Latino, and Caribbean natives. Contact us and learn how to enhance your neighborhoods, your families, and your faith through various initiatives and events designed to strengthen your relationship with Jesus Christ. Our office is located in the Cardinal Meyer Center at 35th and Lake Park Avenue. Call us at 312-534-8376 or visit our ever-changing website at www.blackcatholicchicago.org. We look forward to serving you and your communities.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 AM, 921 in the morning. Tiffany Swan Covington, Maria Cookie Perez-Racy, and Kathy Oko are with us this morning talking about the upcoming World Youth Day in Madrid, Spain, in August. Kathy, since we got to let you go, since Father Greg has told millions of our listeners this morning that you're blowing off class, so one more question before we let you go, and that is, you're going to be participating in Madrid, going over there with not only friends and others that you know from the Chicago Archdiocese, but meeting and interfacing with a lot of other Catholics from throughout the world, as you indicated. Do you have any expectations that as to what you want to bring back to the Archdiocese of Chicago, and maybe not only for your own faith formation and evangelization, but in the way you get plugged back into the Catholic life of the Archdiocese of Chicago and Our Lady of the Woods in Orland Park? Any expectations, Kathy, on your part?
I guess I would say I just want to bring back a well-rounded sense of faith from other countries and regions, and just have a better understanding of how they choose to worship.
Do you think it's you're going to come back a stronger Catholic?
I believe that 100%.
Okay, all right, and that's a strong message for anyone who may be listening to the program this morning is kind of teetering on whether or not this would be something they really want to participate in. Tiffany, what would you say to a young adult, youth who may be out there this morning listening to our conversation and thinking, well, I'm not really sure if it's for me. I don't know a lot of people. It's a long way to go. Is that kind of apprehension typical? And is the Chicago celebration a good way to kind of get your feet wet and kind of get a sense of the variety and dynamics of folks that come together and maybe do the next World Youth Day in 3 years?
Yeah, thanks, Wayne. I really think that the international, if you haven't gone to the international celebration, you definitely should go sometime in your lifetime, at least once, okay? For those of you that aren't going to be able to go.
Wayne is too old now.
Well, I'm sorry.
that was my last question. What is the definition of young adult?
Okay, young adult is 18 and up. Oh, it's usually up. People in their 20s and 30s,
I am in the and up category.
And we want to make sure that that's really clear because, those 18-year-olds who just graduated from high school, we want them to feel like this is your first big youth, or excuse me, young adult events that you're doing in your church. And
what are the ages that attend? I mean, what's the spread?
In the U.S., it typically 16 and up. there, goes, but over
what,
in
but
Europe,
I'm, what I'm getting to here is what's the what is the up? I mean, what's the upside?
Well, the upside, you know, how?
Oh,
Greg
wants to know.
Well, you can always go as a chaperone. Wait, wait. I mean, okay. They always need chaperones. So.
No, chaperone,
get a senior when discount.
When I think of chaperone, I think of some old curmudgeon who just kind of puts a damper on the fun.
No, not at all. Not at all. You'll relive your own youth if you go as a chaperone, sure. For sure.
Cookie, how many Cookie, how many chaperones do you take with you?
Well, if it depends, if they're under, if they're not of 18 yet, you need one per eight at least. If they're over the age of 18, they pretty much are responsible. You just kind of have to give them the schedule and kind of watch out for them. 21 and over, they're pretty much on their own.
Cookie, what has been some of the feedback you've received from participants from previous World Youth Days? I mean, the thought of this for a young person, this has to be an incredible memory that I'm sure has changed people's lives. Any particular story from a young person that has come back and just said this has been transformative in his or her life?
Yes, I think the majority, if not all, have come with stories and witnessed changes. Many of them have gone into vocations or lay ministry, or are more connected, or have connected more with their faith, are just better people in general because they're filled with the Eucharist. It's just an amazing experience for a young person to experience this because they're together with, thousands of young people like themselves, with the same struggles and issues that young people go through, but yet, together with one faith, even if you're from many countries and different languages, you're united by God and Christ in one faith. And I think that that's the transforming part of them in whatever job opportunities or life directions they go through.
Cookie, if somebody wanted to learn more about the World Youth Day and the trip to Madrid, give us a phone number and a webpage.
Well, they can call. They can first of all, they want to sign up with our pilgrim package. They can call Best Catholic Pilgrims, and that number is 312-944-3958.
Then number once again.
312-944-3958.
And that's for the Madrid package?
That's for the Madrid package. If they want to learn more about World Youth Day and how to get there and anything to do with World Youth Day, they can call my number directly at 312-543-8033.
Your number once again.
312-534-8033.
And Cookie, what does it cost approximately to?
Well, there are five different packages, and it depends if you're going to use your mileage or if you want lodging. Or there is five different packages, so you can pay from anywhere from $1,972, and it can go up to $3,500, and that includes the pre-tour trips to Lourdes or Zaragoza. While you're going out to Madrid, if you want to do a little bit of touring beforehand, so you can go as low as the, $1,900 packet to the $3,500 packet.
Gotcha. Okay. And Tiffany, how about for individuals who might want to participate in the local celebration? What's
the
best
number?
Way to get?
Our phone number, you can call 312-534-8044. You'll get our assistant who's handling everything. That's 312-534-8044.
And what about web?
Definitely our youth ministry website, which is youthministry-chicago.org.
Start again.
youthministry-chicago.org.
And Kathy Oko, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
The most important question of the day, our engineer Michael May, who is a graduate alum of Saluki, Michael went to class once. He wants to know, is La Bamba restaurant still there?
La Bamba. I believe it was replaced by Don Taco, but I could be wrong.
See, but Michael graduated about, 70, 75 years ago.
Took him 12 years.
It was a 12-year program.
Sad.
Want to thank in a very special way Tiffany Swan Covington, Youth Ministry Coordinator for the Archdiocese Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry, Maria Cookie Perez Arese, Youth Ministry Coordinator who is helping to organize a Madrid trip, and Kathy Oko, a freshman at Southern Illinois University of Saluki. Thank you for joining us here on Catholic Community Faith and Relevant Radio 950. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Wayne Majars. Our phone number 312-255-8408. Stay with us. We'll be back right after a break.
choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son isn't a number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Help unwrap the holiday spirit this season with Catholic Charities' annual Celebration of Giving. Catholic Charities invites you to help children and their families experience the joy and magic of the holiday spirit. Sponsor a family, donate a toy, or volunteer with us during the season. For more details, visit www.catholiccharities.net/celebration or call our hotline at 312-226-0650. That's 312-226-0650.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
Cardinal Francis George wraps up 3 years as president of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. We'll talk to him about the highlights of holding that national office. And we'll take you on a trip to Northern Lake County, where parts of two closed Chicago churches will live on as they are recycled into the new St. Raphael the Archangel Church.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You. Compelling television about your Archdiocese.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, co-hosting with Wayne Majars. Time is 9:33 on this brisk, frigid Monday morning in Chicago. Today's high only going up to 22. Tonight's low about 10. Tomorrow, high again 22. Wind chill factor around zero. And for those
that... full-service program. All the information it's just...
You know, and always, Wayne, at this time, I always feel for those who are poor, homeless, seeking shelter, and really to make way to help those that have less, because... This weather is tough.
It is. It's brutal.
Really brutal, that wind chill factor. We have a tremendous second half of the program lined up. The Anoim Center is the Archdiocese of Chicago's American Indian Ministry. It has been renamed the Kateri Center of Chicago to honor the Mohawk Nation woman, Blessed Kateri Tekawatha, who will soon be a saint in the Catholic Church. It also has a new home on the campus of St. Benedict Parish at Levitt and Irving Park here in Chicago. And joining us, we have a cast full of thousands here in the studio. With us in studio, Georgina Roy, Tribe Ojibwe Assistant to the Director, Jody Azawagash, Tribe Ojibwe a Catechist, George Realbird, Tribe Crow Project Coordinator, and Bill Buchholz plays a Native American flute. And Bill, you're also a piano player.
Yes, I am.
Wow, what a gift. And welcome to all of you here on Catholic Community of Faith.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And so,
Let's start with Georgina.
Okay.
Georgina, tell us about the Kateri Center. You are an outreach in integrating the Christian tradition and traditional ways of prayer and life. But tell us what happens within the center and how you really do your work in your ministry.
Okay, first of all, I'd like to say bonjour, Annie, to our audience that are speak the language, Ojibwe language. I've been with Onawane since 27 years at least. Started with my family there with the sacraments and raised my daughter there, and my grandchildren today are going to the center. And we have a lot of programs. We have over 250 families, and we have sacraments, and we have several marriages have happened there, and we have had a lot of ceremonies, and we do have programming, and which is George and Jody are part of, and we have two Catholic masses on Sundays, two times a month.
Who is the priest that celebrates Mass with you?
Oh, Father Hines, Monsignor Father Hines is our priest, and then we do have, I call them rental priests that come out, but we're very fortunate. We did have Father John this Sunday, and we have seminary students that come, so these students bring us priests. So we're very fortunate.
Now, Georgina, where were you born?
I was born in Ontario, Canada, in First Nations, born and raised in an Indian reservation, and speak my language fluently, and all my brothers and sisters, and it's one of the biggest gifts my mother and father has given me. Now they have proceeded, and what a gift.
Jody, tell us how the center inculcates the culture, the Indian culture, with the Christian tradition, and how that all plays out. And, you know, for those who may not be familiar with how the traditions have similarities, how the Christian tradition is really integrated within the culture, how does it play out? Give us a couple examples.
We believe that in the Ojibwe language, we call him Jemnado, which is God, and he's the same. He's all in. From our tradition to the Catholic tradition, it's all one God. Then there's like many similar ways that that seem traditional, but I see the Catholic Church do them as far as like our smudging and that goes. We pray with the sage and we burn it. It's the incense, and it cleans and purifies our mind and soul and body. But the Catholic Church uses the
incense.
The incense, and it's a very similar way as the priest would go around with the incense. But George or I or Georgina or whoever is willing to, they would do the same thing with the incense bowl and smudge.
Now, Jody, where were you born?
I was born at Tikmashing Anishinaabeg Nation in Canada, which is only an hour and a half away from Georgina.
Okay, and then George, how are you involved with this whole community?
Well, I actually came to Chicago about 8 years ago.
From where?
Montana. I'm actually from Montana. It's a small Indian reservation in south central Montana. I grew up on the reservation all my life. I, you know, didn't have video games. I just kind of had three channels growing up, and like 94, we got satellites, so...
Now, you were born in what year?
84. I'm 26.
Gee, I got shoes older than you.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's just kind of a funny story how I came to Chicago. Is like, well, I was studying for the Capuchin Franciscans at one point, and they sent me to St. Joseph, the college seminary here in Chicago.
In Chicago, sure.
Mm-hmm. And another love was I was a Cubs fan, too. WGN, you know. Sorry.
Life's never perfect.
Now, George, tell us what is your role as the project coordinator at the Kateri Center?
Well, my first project was kind of like to find us a new home. Mm. We just could not sustain ourselves at our current location, and it was quite unsafe. But many of our community members are there in the uptown neighborhood, and we wanted to be located more in a Catholic setting. And so my task by Monsignor Hines was to locate a new location.
Okay. And how's that working out for you?
It's great. I think everyone loves our new place. We are at the...
By St. Benedict's.
Yes, we're in the convent.
Sure.
We're talking about the Kateri Center of Chicago, which is the Archdiocesan American Indian Ministry, with Georgina Roy, Jody Asawagas, George Realbird, and Bill Buchholz. And you're listening to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. It's 940 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
Men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298 or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
Hello, I'm Lisa Pilato, the Catholic Charities Junior Board Manager, and this is the Junior Board Mission Minute. 60 seconds of the latest and greatest updates on events and opportunities for you to get involved. This December, Catholic Charities Junior Board needs volunteers to help unwrap the spirit during our celebration of giving. Your help is needed for several heartfelt opportunities to help local children and families have a joyous Christmas. December 4th and 5th, we need volunteers to help sort and package toys at the IBEW Hall at 600 West Washington. December 11th and 12th, volunteers can help us fill gift orders for children at our toy room at 1455 West Hubbard. On December 18th, we're looking for volunteers who can help make the season bright for our clients at our annual Early Childhood Christmas Party at our main office at LaSalle and Superior. There's always a way to help your neighbors at Catholic Charities. Consider joining our Junior Board. For more information on these events and others, call 312-655-7932 or visit catholiccharities.net. And of course, stay tuned for the next Junior Board Mission Minute.
Welcome back to Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. The time is exactly 9:42 on this frigid Monday morning in Chicago. And we are talking with Georgina Roy, Jody Asawagas, George Realbird, and Bill Buchholz. And we're going to now go to Bill, who is a Native American and an outstanding flute player. And Bill, give us a rendition of Silent Night on your flute. Beautiful.
Very good.
Outstanding.
Now, Bill, tell us about the flute that you're playing.
This one I was playing is a very small flute. Normally, woodland or native flutes are the length of one's arm.
Okay.
And they're both the flutes I have in front of me are made out of cedar. Cedar is a very light wood. It's also was a very easy wood to carve when they were making the flutes more by hand than they are nowadays. And
how many years you've been playing the flute?
Oh, I was gifted a flute about 9 years ago. 8 or 9 years ago.
Well, this does not go back to your childhood.
No. Mm. My adopted mother taught me how to play piano and organ. So that I learned that when I was like 7 years old. But the flute was gifted to me by an elder in our community. And when she gave it to me, I said, I don't know how to play this. And she said, well, this is your medicine. This is what you do. And I took the flute home, and it sat for a couple of weeks. And I picked it up one day, and I just started playing it. She was right. She said I could play it. And that's how I started playing.
So you are self-taught on the flute.
Mm-hmm.
You never had a lesson in your life?
Never.
No. Good job.
Outstanding.
And, George, we were talking during the break about the Native American population, the percentage that are Catholic, either raised or come over to the church later. And you mentioned a statistic of about 38,000, at least self-reported, of Native Americans, Catholics, in the Chicagoland area.
Correct.
Probably more, given the overall percentage of population of Catholics in the Native American population overall. Have you seen in the programming that you do at the Kateri Center those numbers beginning to grow? You mentioned before you're now at a new location. Is the ministry, the needs of the ministry, the needs of the community growing both in scope and in number as you've seen it over the past several years?
We have. You know, at our old location, we might on a good day get maybe 20 people for Mass. When we our twice monthly masses, these past two Sundays we had over 40 people, and I think it's a new location. It's safer. It's welcoming to families. We have a lot of children in our little chapel.
Now the thing is, you mentioned to us also during the commercial break that you were born. You mentioned on air that you were born in Montana Reservation, that you know baptized when you were about 1 month old. But tell us your story of Catholicism. You said it was a very interesting story.
Yeah, it actually have to go back, you know, because we have to include our ancestors. My great-grandfather, Blake White Man Runs Him, he was a little boy, about 8 or 9 at the time, and he's with his grandmother, Bird in the Cloud. And Blake White Man Runs Him, he is actually the son of White Man Runs Him, who was one of General Custer's scouts during, you know, Battle of Little Bighorn. He was about 8 years old, and they saw this man in black. He was coming towards this whole group of people. They were washing their tripe, you know, cow stomach in the creek. And they saw this man in the black coming towards them, and all these families took off and ran. Burden and Cloud would have been about 70 or 80, and she couldn't run. And so little Blake, he was about 8 or 9, he stayed there with his grandmother. And from that moment on, the man in the black baptized them, and they became Catholic. And we can look at our extended family, like my second and third cousins. They're all Baptists, but our whole family we're the Catholics. And the Crow story is we are the prairie chicken amongst others.
So this baptism had to take place late in the 19th century.
It'd have been like 1890.
That's phenomenal.
Well, and yeah. You,
what a great story.
And you are a former seminarian.
Yes.
Were with the Capuchin Franciscans for a while, right?
Correct. Yeah, I went to the seminary high school of the Capuchins, and they sent me here to Chicago, and that's kind of where I fell in love with the city. I did try for 2.5 years to be a Capuchin, but just felt it was not my calling.
You also were with the Archdiocese of Chicago at St. Joseph College Seminary.
Studying, yeah, alongside the Archdiocesan Seminarians.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal. And Georgina, with your family background with Catholicism, is it similar to George in terms of, a tremendous story that involves the beginning mm-hmm. of Catholicism roots?
Yeah. Growing up, I remember seeing my grandfather read the Bible, and it was in the native language. And we all sat in circles. I could witness my grandfather speaking in the language and singing. And to me, the gates of heaven was going to open up. It was beautiful. There was a little struggle in my time being baptized because my parents had a love and hate relationship with the church. I wasn't baptized till I was 9, so I was being used as a wild card, I guess, you know. But I did bring my family together, so I was baptized.
Bill, can we impose on you to play us into the break? You're listening.
You pick the song.
You're listening to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM, talking about the Kateri Center of Chicago, and we'll be right back.
Catholic New World has been your faith resource for well over a century. Archbishop Patrick Feehan recognized the need for a strong Catholic voice in 1892 and launched Chicago's first Catholic newspaper. Bishop Feehan named our Catholic newspaper using a theme from the Columbian Exposition, the New World that gave people hope for a brighter future. Today, the Catholic New World is better than ever. It's a rich and diverse resource for Chicagoland Catholics with stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Cardinal Francis George and our team of columnists offer compelling insights on spirituality, catechesis, and evangelization. Visit our website at CatholicNewWorld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and while you're there, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777. Our look has changed, but we are still your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
And welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. We are talking about the Kateri Center of Chicago. Georgina Roy, Jody Azawagas, George Realbird, and Bill Buchholz are with us. And Jody, your role is catechist within the Kateri Center. We were talking during the last break on the percentage of Native Americans that are Catholic but not catechized. So tell us how that fact plays into your role at the Kateri Center.
Well, as the catechist, I'm there to outreach because we're under catechized. Like they said, about 95% of the community here in Chicago, Native community, are Catholic baptized. But
so let's get this straight for our listeners. Roughly out of the 38,000 Native Americans in the Archdiocese of Chicago and beyond, your guess would be about 95% of them are Catholic.
Are baptized Catholic.
Are baptized Catholic. But again, grossly under catechized.
Yes.
So then what happens? They were baptized from infancy but never had a chance to be catechized along the way?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah. So as my role here is to get them catechized, and you know, as the Advent season's here, I have a group of children that are interested and they're going to get catechized, and we do whole community catechesis. So we have our elders and to our small little children participate, and the whole community works at it together and help each other and share stories and teach each other.
And that's, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's an important dimension. And George, you mentioned it, and that there is a very rich history and recognition of elders, of ancestors, of those who have gone before, especially among the Native American population. How important is that dimension in the process of catechesis? How important is that dimension in the programming that you do at the Kateri Center for the Native American population?
You know, our elders, they have to be with us at the table, you know, because they're the ones who lead us, and it's from their wisdom. We build upon the wisdom of our ancestors, that oral tradition. Our history wasn't written down as American Indians, so we rely on those stories, those elders, the wintertime to tell us when, you know, and how we're supposed to act.
Mm-hmm.
And
now,
that's...
Bill, are you considered an elder in the community?
I don't know. Am I an elder? I guess I would be considered one. I don't feel like it sometimes.
Is elder, is it basically based there starting with one's age?
Sometimes, but also what one knows, you know, from our community, from our history and stuff. After a certain point, they're considered an elder.
Well, that is fascinating. And Georgina, as Jody was talking, that in a case of Native Americans where they are baptized into the faith, but then upon after that, there's no formal education for them about God, about Jesus, about sacraments, about church. It really was, it's like with your growing up, were you one of the fortunate ones to be catechized, or did that escape you from your childhood?
Well, I was catechized, but I was taught the fear of God. That's where
Up in Canada.
Yes, up in Canada. And I did have teachers that were religious. And in 1965, they removed the religious teachers from our schools. And then we had regular education teachers come in, and also Native teachers. But I did witness a lot of traditional guests from our community. Our elders were our teachers. And just witnessing and looking at from the church, I kind of put it together for myself, you know.
Now, right now in the Archdiocese of Chicago, and maybe George could answer this, are there any young men studying for the priesthood for the Archdiocese of Chicago who happen to be Native American, or you are aware of any seminarians across the country that are Native Americans right now?
We do have an OFM who is studying for the OFM, I forget which province, yes, the Franciscan province. His name is Brother Mike, and he comes and prays with us every Sunday in our prayer circles throughout the week. So.
But he's studying for the priesthood.
Yes.
He's studying for the priesthood with the Franciscan order.
Now, if someone wanted to learn more information about the Kateri Center of Chicago, Georgina, give us a phone number. Or does somebody?
773-509-2344.
Then number once again.
773-509-2344.
And do you happen to have a webpage?
Webpage?
Jody.
www.katericenterchicago.org.
That would be K-A-T-E-R-I. So www.katericenterofchicago?
No, just katericenterchicago.org.
.org. Okay, excellent. And it, you know, maybe before we close, you know, just first of all, I want to thank in a very special way Georgina Roy, Tribe Ojibwe, Assistant to the Director, Jody Azawagash, Tribe Ojibwe, a catechist, as mentioned, George Rilbird, Tribe Crow, Project Coordinator, and Bill Buchholz plays a Native American flute beautifully, by the way, Bill. And this is all part of the Kateri Center of Chicago, which used to be called Anawim. Maybe as a way to lead us out of the program for the last minute, would want to have a song from you on the flute. But I want to thank also Wayne Majors. Wayne, it's always great being with you.
Likewise, have a great week.
Excellent job and great work of our producer, Jim Dish. Great work with our engineer, Michael May. And Bill, lead us into the close with another flute selection. Listening to Catholic Community of Faith and Relevant Radio 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sacks along with Wayne Majors. God's blessings to all of you. Have a blessed week and please, please stay warm.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day and God bless you.